اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, and also brother Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you? And welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Hussein, are you fine?
Yes.
Okay, you're very welcome. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam, sir.
How are you with fasting?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. How about Hassan Nasrullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. As you know, inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 65 of Surah Al-Imran on page 58. Right?
Yes.
So, let's ask our brothers and sisters, if they have their Quran, please turn to page 58, Ayah 65 of Surah Al-Imran. Let's everybody listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ahlal kitab lima tuhajjun fi Ibrahim wama unzilatit tawrat wal injil illa min ba'dih.
Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. I really loved it. How about you? Huh?
Yes.
That was good? Yes?
Yes?
Okay. Inshallah, at the end of the session, we'll have a recitation all together, okay? After the tajweed rules. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, now we'll explain a short explanation, inshallah. Then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Inshallah, stay with us till the end of the session, please. So, if you want to learn the Quran Kareem and recite it with tajweed rules, in Ayah 65 of Surah Al-Imran, as I will read, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون. Allah Almighty says that, O people of the book, Christians and Jews, why do you argue concerning Abraham alayhi salam? Neither the Torah nor the Evangel or Injil Bible were sent down until or after him. Do you not apply reason? Do you not understand? So Allah Almighty says, one of the beliefs, look, though the scholars, the priests of the Christians and the Jews, okay, they knew that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was before Prophet Isa, Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam lived, okay, so there was no Torah, no Injil, right? So, but the Christians and Jews, okay, they were arguing that the Jewish people, okay, they were saying that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew, okay, a Jewish believer, okay, and the Christians said he was a Christian. So all then, though they are new, okay, but this is because Prophet Ibrahim was, he's one of the prophet of Ulul Azm, okay? Yes? So they were saying, no, Prophet Ibrahim was from us. Prophet Ibrahim was a Christian. Prophet Ibrahim was a Jew, okay? They were saying like this, Prophet, Allah Almighty sent this ayah down, okay? Revealed this ayah to the Prophet. Told the Prophet, say to them, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, lima tuhajjuna fi Ibrahim? Why are you arguing on Ibrahim alayhi salam? You know that وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ. You know that Torah and Injil were sent after the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So if they were sent after the Prophet, how Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Christian? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Don't you really understand? Come on, stop kidding us, right? So, and in the next ayah, Allah Almighty said that. In the ayah 67, I think, yes. Allah Almighty says that Prophet Ibrahim was, alayhi salam, was a Hanif. He was not a Christian. He was not a Jewish, okay? He was a Hanif. Hanif means he was on the right path. He was not like you. Like thinking like Prophet Isa alayhi salam was the son of God. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was God, right? He was not, the Holy Spirit was God. He didn't believe in these things. He believed Prophet Isa, even if Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was at their time, okay, he would say that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was the prophet of Allah. Yes? The Jewish people also believed, the Jewish, okay,
yes,
people, they believed that Prophet Uzair is the son of God. وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى عيسى عيسى بن مريم ابن الله, okay? They were saying like this. So these beliefs were wrong, and Allah Almighty says that, no, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was Hanif, Hanif and Muslima. Okay? He was a Muslim, he truly surrendered, submitted to Allah Almighty. He was a Hanif on the right path, and he was not like you. Okay? It's very clear. It says sometimes, yeah, there are people, it gives us a message. Sometimes there are people, okay, who actually what? Who know the things, but they just want to cover it somehow. Look, they say Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Christian. They knew that the angel was sent after the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. How is it possible he was a Christian? Right? يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
That's all. Please refer to the Tafsir book, inshallah, for more explanation. Inshallah. Okay. Hassan, Ali Nasir, and Hussein. Now we will go through the Tajweed rules. Okay.
Okay.
As you know, the very first and important Tajweed rule that we will mention, we actually mention in every Tajweed session, is the pronunciation of the letters. Yes?
Yes.
You have to be very careful about them. Ya أهل الكتاب أهل أهل. Two letters are important here. What letters, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir?
Hamza.
Hamza.
Ha.
Ha.
Then we have
ha again, ha. The ha, which is more thready sound, which has more thready sound. Fi Ibrahim.
Ain.
Ah.
Illa min ba'dihi afala ta'aqilun. Yes, these letters are important. Okay, so now let's mention the rest of the letters, the rest of the rules. Ya ahlal kitabi. In the previous ayah, we talked about it. In the previous ayah, yes. Qul ya ahlal kitab. We talked about it, that Ya Ahl al-Kitab, the mad is not wajib, it is jaiz.
Yes.
Ya Ahl al-Kitab, the mad is jaiz. And also pay attention to the A sound, A sound if you had. If you don't have an A sound here, we have an A sound, so pay attention to them. Look, Lima Ya Ahl al-Kitabi, Lima tuhajjuna fi ibra. This is an A sound. Wa ma أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون. The light letters and the heavy letters, okay? So the light letter, the rest of the letters are light, but the letter را has a heavy sound.
Yes.
را توراتي إبراهيم. So لما لما the full word is لما, okay? لما تحاجون. لما ألف is omitted here. Tuhajjuna. So we talked about it, yes?
Yeah.
Yes. That if you have alif mad, or yes, the mad letter plus mushaddad letter, you have to stretch the sound.
Stretch the sound.
The mad is mandatory here. Lazim. Ya ahlal kitab lima tuhajjuna. Right? Fi Ibrahim, Ibrahim, the letter ba has a bouncing sound. Rahim has a heavy sound. He has a long e sound. إبراهيم, right? في إبراهيم. وما أنزلت التوراة وما. Is that mad wajib, Hussein? وما أنزل.
No.
Be careful, it's not wajib, yes?
Yes.
It's jaiz. Why is it jaiz?
Because Hamza and Mad are in different words.
Ah, Hamza and Mad are in two different words. They are not in the same word, in one word, right?
Yes.
Wama, alif mad is in the word ma, unzila, Hamza is in unzila. So it's not wajib. Good job. At-tawratu wal-injil. Aha, one rule, I just forgot it. Unzila, nun sakin we got. So for nun sakin and tanwin, we have four different rules. Let's talk about it. Which one of those four rules, idhar, iqlab, idgham, and ikhfa, which one of them is applied here?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, for sure. Why?
Because the letter za is from the rest of
the letters. Rest of the letters. Good. It is in the rest of the letters. So that's why you hide the sound of the nun. وَمَا أُنْزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ. Aha, Injil. Hassan.
Yes.
Jim is from the rest of the letters, yes?
Yes.
Injil. Again, you, what do you do? Ikhfa.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Hiding the sound.
Hiding the sound. Yeah, hiding the sound of noon. Good job. Injil. Illa min ba'dihi. Right? Illa min ba'dihi. If you stop, he changes to a sakin ha. Min ba'd.
Dih.
Okay. Ali Nasir. We got again a noon sakin. What should we do? We got a lot of noon sakin.
Yeah.
Okay, noon sakin is followed by ba.
Yes.
So what rule is applied here then?
Iqlab.
Iqlab for sure, yes. What does it mean? It means changing noon sakin sound into a hidden meme sound. Which means actually the ikhfa of meme sakin. The ikhfa of meme sakin. Min ba'dih. Yes, Hussein? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ تَعْقِلُونَ. When you stop here, what should you do? Actually, not should, okay? You can do it. You have the option?
Stretch it.
To stretch the sound? Or yeah. مَدُّ الْعَرَضِ لِلسُّكُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So, now, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, inshallah, now that we mentioned all the tajweed rules here in this ayah, we will recite, okay, once all together. And make sure, inshallah, you as well practice with us. Are you ready now, Hassan?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم
يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم
لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده
لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده
أحسنتم من بعده. If you pronounce it like a full meme, a complete meme, it's wrong, okay? Mim, no, a hidden meme. Mim, your lips should not like completely touch.
Yes.
Okay? من بعده. That's it. إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِه. Read it.
إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِه.
أحسنتم. That's correct. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله. May Allah bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us till now, inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us in the holy month of Ramadan. And after the holy month of Ramadan, we have the Quranic sessions every day for you, inshallah, with tajweed and a short tafsir explanation, inshallah. So, thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevilla International Schools for cooperation. That's from us for today. If you have any questions, brothers?
No.
No questions?
No.
Okay, see you inshallah in the coming sessions. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن